Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
There will be more women than men in the Alaska House of Representatives for the first time in its history when the legislature convenes in January, according to final unofficial election results released on Wednesday. 21 women will serve in the 40-member Alaska House, assuming that, as expected, the winners in the unofficial tally are certified at the end of the month. It's the first time either the state House or Senate will be majority women, according to records maintained by the Center for American Women in Politics, a review of legislative rosters dating back to the first state legislature in 1959 confirms the milestone. Homer Electric Association was among the recipients of federal funds from the Division of Forestry for defense against wildfires. The utility provider will receive $2.6 million for a right-of-way clearing project. The money comes as part of the third round of funding for the Federal Community Wildfire Defense Grant Program, which is open through February of 2025. A total of $1 billion is available over a five-year period through the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, which awards grants to at-risk communities to develop or revise a community wildfire protection plan and carry out projects from current community wildfire protection plans less than 10 years old.
That clearing is just part of our maintenance costs, and of course, we're always trying to keep a careful eye on keeping those costs down.
That's HEA Superintendent of Operations and Fleet, Jeff Jaworski.
The money that's being given to us is going to address ongoing maintenance needs in the right-of-way, as well as our primary concern, which is danger trees outside of the right-of-way.
According to Jaworski, the pursuit of the funds grew out of conversations with the Borough Office of Emergency Management and the development of a community wildfire protection plan that addresses the risks of wildfires on the peninsula.
We were part of that conversation and were educated a little bit more how very important our rights of way were to a lot of these first responding entities.
Individual grants for the Community Wildfire Defense Grant Program fund up to $250,000 for creating and updating community wildfire protection plans or conducting outreach and education, and up to $10 million for associated infrastructure and resilience projects. The Kenai Peninsula Borough and the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District are making steady progress on the Soldotna Elementary School and Soldotna Preparatory School projects, which are components of the $65 million bond approved by voters in 2022. The renovation of the prep building and replacement of Soldotna Elementary accounted for $40 million of that $65 million bond, which included multiple school projects across the borough. The cost estimates for those projects were based in part on the KPBSD's six-year capital plan and were developed with standard contingencies to account for rising costs over time. However, in the ensuing years, these projects, like capital projects across the country, have suffered from the unprecedented inflationary spike in building materials and construction services costs. Recognizing the need for a fresh approach to address the gap between funding and project costs, the borough, under the administration of Mayor Peter Michicki, collaborated with the school district to develop an updated plan through a series of collaborative meetings. Out of those meetings, a request for proposals was recently issued. The successful firm will be charged with supporting the steering committee recently created by the borough and the school district. Mayor Michicki and Superintendent Holland selected this committee for its expertise and professional and personal experience. The steering committee includes parents and teachers, as well as borough and school district directors, and it is tasked with developing the Ed Spec, a detailed project scope that will be used for the design of the project. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.